And welcome to the Tales of Long Box podcast. This is episode 307. Spotlight on Marvel Comics, X-Man. Iceman number one, circa 2017. He is an X-Man, but that's completely beside the point. I am Chris Mosby.
I am Caleb. Rocked the house with Queen last night, Gerard.
Ooh, really?
Wonderful. Oh, yeah. And I am Murray Fox.
Oh, nice to have you back again.
Yeah, you know.
How you feeling there, dude? Feeling all right?
Yeah, I'm on the mend. I'm getting there. Okay. I'm getting there. Yeah, yeah.
All right, then.
Good deal. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are they still draining buckets out of you?
No. I think just little tiny bits are dribbling out of me now, not bucketfuls.
That's good. That is an improvement.
Yep. Hopefully by next week I will be dribble free.
Awesome.
And then, that would and be then, nice.
That is something to strive
yeah,
for.
Yeah, that. Then you can go sun yourself on the deck.
Mm-hmm. I can. Because it's like, as a teenager, it was always fun to kind of like pop pimples. But as an adult, when a doctor is like popping your back, it's not fun. It really isn't fun.
Sure, that's not pleasant at all.
It isn't.
We get it.
It's not.
We had a cat who got an abscess. He got in a fight. This is many, many years ago, and he got a big abscess in the back of his neck. Back of his neck.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
He would do that. We'd be like, it'd be like, boom. You know. So.
Yeah, it's fun when it's not you.
It's
but when you're on the receiving end of the squeezing, yeah.
You know,
it
funny,
hurts.
My sister has this thing about watching those videos on YouTube.
There's videos.
Oh, good Lord, yes. Bunches
There's videos
and,
on everything.
Bunches God, and so bunches naive. Of them. Go on YouTube and search for pimple popping, and you will see things that you would not believe, sir.
Nope.
You could see wart removal.
Ugh.
Wart removal is done, too.
Nope.
Not going to do it. No, sir.
All righty.
No, sir.
It's not prudent.
Not prudent.
Okay.
So,
moving on then.
Let's move it on.
Murray, yes. Glad to hear you're feeling better.
Yes.
I'm getting there. I am getting there.
I know all our listeners were wondering how you were doing, so it's good to know you're back.
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I don't recommend infections. Stay away from infections, and you'll all be good.
Those aren't good at all.
Alrighty. So we got X.
Well, hold on, real quick. Hold on.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on. Okay, so I did go see Queen last night. I saw Queen with Adam Lambert, and it was
really.
I bet it was great.
He was a great
singer. I bet it was good.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
It was a fun show. I was glad to have made it. It was. I think that we actually, my wife and I, probably skewed about on the lower end of the age range for the crowd that was there, though.
Well, yeah. So
there were a couple of kids, but for the most part, it was a bunch of gray hairs going out to listen to Brian May and Roger. I can't remember his name, the drummer. Anyhow,
I don't know.
And Ed Lambert do their thing. It was fun.
That's so cool, man.
If they come to a town near you, go. It's a good show.
Go. Perfect.
I doubt they'll come to my town, but maybe Joplin. I'm sure
they play
be,
they play
go ahead.
Mostly hits. Yeah, mostly hits.
No, sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Joplin, I'm sure Joplin's got a thriving arena somewhere.
Actually, they do, sort of, yeah.
All right. Well, watch your Ticketmaster alerts for Queen near you.
That might be good. I would actually enjoy that because I always liked his singing. I think I even got one of his.
I had never heard. I mean, I may have heard him. I may have heard him at some point in the past, but not being an American Idol person, as well as not normally on that end of the music.
Yes. Well.
Scene. I was like unaware of who he was, but he can hit those notes.
Yeah, I was.
And he's not. And he didn't pretend to be Freddie Mercury. He was just being a guy who can sing really well. So
he's not,
there was
he's
no
not
point
like that. Yeah, I watched my. through my ex. She used to watch that all the time, American Idol all the time, and I happened to one of those every once in a while a season piqued my interest, and it was one he was on. And he was very good.
Yeah, I think I watched that season too.
Because we went to see Kelly Clarkson in Memphis once. I think. And I've seen Daughtry once too. He puts on a great show.
Is that American Idol? I don't know.
Yes, they're both American. Kelly Clarkson was the very first winner of American Idol.
Ah, okay.
And Daughtry, he did not win. He got kicked off like in the last four or so, something like that. But he went on to have a career without American Idol. And it's probably best because usually those contracts they give them are horrible. You're practically a slave.
And Adam Lambert was not the winner of his season. He was
no, he was the runner-up.
Yes, and he had a contract, I think, before the episode was over, if I'm not mistaken.
And boy, is that boy gay. He is.
Yes, he is, and God bless him for it.
On fire gay. So I was going to with that. Just he really put it out there last night.
Well, yeah.
And remember,
he tried to hide it when he was – yeah.
Well, very red state down here, so.
Oh, is it? Okay, I was wondering. I was going to ask you if there was protest, because that's exactly what would happen if it –
No, you know, I take it back. We are technically a red state, but we're also a huge recipient of all of the people escaping California. So we're the fifth largest city in the United States.
Okay.
And the fastest growing one in the United States. But it's most, you know, it's all these California liberals and Texas liberals coming here, and that would be us. Yeah. We were early adopters.
No, I was just going to say, I watch this show called Live PD every week. I don't know if you've heard about it.
Yes,
and I've heard of it. They have they frequently show Arizona state troopers, and they sometimes help with Phoenix PD and vice versa. And it's good stuff. Good show.
That's I've heard. I don't have the right channels. Anyhow, I just had to put that brag out there.
So
please, by all means, if Queen and Adam Lambert are coming to a town near you, make the time. It is a fun show.
Yeah, my sister would love to see that. I'd probably go with her because I've always liked Queen.
Oh, so there you go. Yes. Anyhow, winner chicken dinner.
Okay. All right.
Excellent.
We will share our next concert, Neil Diamond, when we go see him in a couple months. So.
Okay, good deal.
Okay, go, Murray. Sorry.
All right. We're talking about Iceman number one. Guys. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I see how you tied that together.
Thank you.
Next part of the resurrection. Now, I don't know if you guys noticed it, but I saw a snippet, and I didn't get the chance to check it up, but they made all of these Resurrection number ones free at some point last week. So you got other ones you haven't seen, you might have to look for it, but apparently they made them all free. And of course, I've already bought most of them. I don't think I bought this one. But yeah, I did. I bought this one. There was only one left, and I've already bought them all, so I was kind of miffed at that. But cool for people that want to get into it, which tells me that maybe the sales aren't all that great if Marvel's actually giving something away, because they're usually, you know, money-grabbing bastards, but that's just my opinion. Okay, now I'll shut up and let Murray get into this wonderful
issue. Alrighty. So we got Iceman here. Is this his first issue?
No, yes.
He had a miniseries before.
And this is all according to the wiki stuff, this is the third volume of an Iceman comic. So
yes, he had.
Really?
He had one.
I can't locate it. Volume 2 or Volume 1, I don't know.
Volume 1, they put a hardcover out of it. I remember getting I had those four-issue series. It was very weird. But they put it in hardcover, and I never saw the second one. I didn't know that until I was looking something up and saw that on there. It's like, well, what? I had no idea. So, anyway.
Alrighty, so it's volume number 3 for Iceman. Alrighty, so we got a cover with Iceman throwing ice balls at the reader, filled with, and each little ice ball has like a X-Men villain in it. So we got Juggernaut and Mystique and Magneto and Mr. Sinister.
Yes.
And maybe, is that Apocalypse?
Very.
All right, yes. Look at me.
He even had a thing with Mystique for a few minutes there.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I think he was a bit of a playboy in his younger days.
He was.
Okay. He was like
he was so cool.
Yeah. <Ba-bum-bum>.
That's funny. Sorry.
Alrighty. So we open up here with Bobby Drake, Iceman, at the X Mansion, the X Institute, and he is filling out a dating survey for Single Not Stirred. There you go. And this is his first time on a dating app, his first time on a gay dating app. And really, it is just a plot device to kind of get us to know Bobby.
Yes.
Because he's filling out the get-to-know-you part, the describe yourself in 500 words or less. So he says, hey, I'm Bobby. I'm Iceman. And we get a little scene of him duking it out with his younger, time-displaced self.
Baby Iceman.
Who is also Iceman. Baby Iceman. Yeah, they're having like a little workout, a little snowy workout. And he says, well, people say I'm extra hilarious. I'm an X-Man. One of the originals, actually. Speaking of, there's a time-displaced younger version of me here in the present, too. He's a cool guy, but on bump. But not as cool as me. Now, I've heard they're not really time-displaced anymore. They're from like a different... They're time displaced, but they're from a different dimension. Is that what I read?
You know, and it's one of those things. It's one of those working theories, the in-series working theories, because there's been so many times where they've gone, well, that doesn't quite jibe with our history. So there's
well,
so it's there, up for grabs.
There is a common.
It's the latest working theory.
Yeah, there's a common time travel theme that I think was in DC. At one time, that you cannot go into the past, you can only go into an alternate universe that is similar to the one, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, that just depends on what your definition is. So,
yeah, but it was Brian Bendis, so he could do whatever the hell he wants.
Yes, that's true.
And then somebody else would come in and change it.
We'll fix it up or whatever. Yeah. So, at the moment, time displaced, sort of, there's two Icemen kicking around, an older one. And a younger one.
Which I wonder if... Well, no. I wonder after Legacy, that's going to stay that way.
I don't know.
Legacy, I think so. I think they're going to keep the young ones around.
Okay, that's fine. Well, they do have their own title after all.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So this issue is written by Sina Grace, and it's illustrated by Alessandro Vitti. And Rochelle Rosenberg is the colorist.
I missed that.
Joe Sabino is the letterer. And Kevin Wada is the cover artist. Oh, really?
Have we heard it?
Who's that?
Who's Kevin Wada? He did all the covers for the She-Hulk series not too long ago.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the one where she was trying to lawyer it with Hellcat.
Yeah,
and,
I think it was Charles Soule. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I like his. Actually, I didn't like his She-Hulk covers, but this one's not bad at all. This cover is not bad. So,
oh, did you get? Speaking of Legacy, did you read that there's going to be 52 titles? Seriously.
Oh, really?
Yes. All
subtle.
That's funny. Anyway.
Oh, brother.
Oh, wow, they're bringing back Marvel 2-in-1.
Yes, they are.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
All right, let's get to this tissue. Let's power through.
Okay, so the Icemen are working out here. We've got Baby Iceman, who looks like a snowman, and you've got Iceman, star of the title, who's wearing like a surfing suit, I guess, kind of black and red and icy underneath, and I guess it works, sort of. Anyway, so they're like duking it out. Come on, show me what an Omega Mutant can do. And they're just They're just throwing snowballs at each other and swirling around on their ice surfboards and stuff. And Iceman says, I'm Bobby, not Robert, not Bob. I'd go by Bobbert for the right guy, though. Ew, no, you shouldn't. Yeah. Don't settle for anyone who would go with Bobbert.
No, damn, that's bad.
Bobbert.
Mm-hmm. And he says, if we're being honest, this is my first time on a dating website, much less one for dating guys. And I'm a little nervous because I have no clue where to start. And then Baby Iceman makes a giant wall and regular Iceman slides over the wall and says something like, please, you're on thin ice. And Baby Iceman says, dad joke. And regular Iceman hits him with like a with a snow ice bat. Anyway, he takes out Baby Iceman because he's the star of the book. Right. And he tells us he's really good at my job as both a teacher and trainer, as we can see as he takes out Baby Iceman and puts him in a little ice cube. I guess I'd still be a winner if you hadn't gotten past me. But past tense? Does that make me future tense? Present tense? Now I'm just tense. Oh, bump, bump. They're really...
Oh, my God.
They're pumping the jokes here. Yeah, 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 says Baby Iceman. It's not my fault I haven't learned martial arts yet. And regular Iceman says, well, you better shape up then. Clock's a ticking. Okay, so they're done their little warm-up there, and Baby Iceman introduces regular Iceman to his date. And he says, if I didn't make that stupid ice wall, I would have won. Hey, bro. Sup, dude? They're really hitting the younger kid thing here. Date
yes,
night,
are.
Says Iceman. And Baby Iceman says, date life. Not being star-crossed rules. Romeo, says Iceman. Maybe it's time you changed your name to Reliable-io or something. I don't get that joke.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. And Baby Iceman says, I'm making you a dad joke jar. That's not a bad plan. Want to come with? We already got our tickets, but hopefully no one bought the seats next to us. And Bobby is typing on his little profile there. I'd like to say I have a romantic side. Finding the right guy to show it off to, that's taking more time than I expected. And he tells the guys he doesn't want to really be a third wheel on their date, so he sends them off. And Bobby says, have fun, don't send any pics. And then he tells us his friends would say I'm a team player, and we get a shot of the traditional X-Men team. When you think of X-Men team, sorry, when I think of X-Men team, you get like a little photo of Cyclops and Marvel Girl and Storm and Rogue.
Was he
and
there?
Wolverine. I don't think he was really.
No,
he had left.
I don't know either.
Yeah, he wasn't part of the all-new X-Men, was he? He had left to be a champion.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably rejoined the team way, 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 way later, but...
He wasn't really there with Storm and Rogue. I mean, there's Rogue over there, and I don't think he hung with her much. I don't remember him.
Well...
He has no picture.
I don't know he has. Yeah. My friends are also my family. If asked, they'd tell you that I'm... And then he kind of stops because he gets a little... text from his mom, who tells us that his father has had a heart attack and he's in the hospital. So Bobby goes running off to the hospital, slides into the room and says, dad. And mom says, Bobby, you scared us. And he's saying, I'm Bobby, and I'd say that my friends are my family, and my family doesn't quite get me, but really, whose does? And we get the sense that Bobby's family is not super comfortable with him being a mutant or being a superhero, or maybe both.
Being a mutant.
I guess. Have we met his parents much in the past before? I don't know.
In that miniseries that I was talking about earlier, they totally talk about how his parents are not, they're not anti-mutant. They're just sort of like not in our backyard.
Right. And that certainly comes through
here. Oh, come on. Come on. They're a bunch of bigots. Let's admit it.
There's hints.
Yes.
And Dad says at least he didn't slide in through the window.
Yeah, right.
And Bobby says, I do what I can. What happened to Dad? As he gives his mom a hug. And dad says it's nothing. It's just pericardio. And mom says it's pericarditis. Your father had an infection around his heart. The doctors don't know what caused it. This is the last time we listen to your sister, William. Okay, see? So who's William? Is William the dad?
William's the dad, yeah.
See? Infections okay. are bad. It's confirmed right there.
Yeah, totally. Infections are bad. And those things he's wearing in his nose, they're not comfortable. They're gross.
Yes. This is
they really are.
I've never had them. Never will.
They're gross. They make your nose all wet and sweaty, and then they make your nose super dry. And ugh,
yeah, it's not good.
That's why he's all grumpy. That's why William is grumpy. That's part of it, because he's got tubes sticking up his nose. Blah.
Well, he's got a perpetual grump on his face, doesn't he?
He is a grump. Yes. So he says it felt like a damn heart attack, and his mom says he's fine now. He just needs to rest and take lots of ibuprofen. And Bobby says, "Well, I'm glad to hear it. So I'm here now. Catch me up on all things good in the world of Long Island." And Dad says, "You missed your mother's birthday." Bobby's like, "Oh. Crud, I think that happened when I was literally saving a friend from apocalypse. I can have an edible arrangement here in no time." And his dad says, "Don't worry about it. Just get her a gift certificate to the Bed and Bath Works. She spends more time there than the new place." And Bobby says, "The new place? Wait." And she says, "Oh, yeah, we sold the house. It was too big. And the neighborhood was getting, you know."
Oh, Jesus.
Which is code for... too yes. many mutants, too many something or other.
Too many Inhumans, probably.
That's right. Too many Inhumans, that's right. And Bobby's like, "No one cared to tell me about this casual, life-changing decision." And Dad says, "We're just one more stop on the lure. Yeesh, don't worry, we put all your things in the new garage." And Bobby says, "I'll dispatch the X-Force to pick up my stuff, thanks."
On the lure?
And, I don't know. Is that
it's like a bus line or something, I guess.
I'm sure. Anyway, Mom says, "Don't be a smart aleck.
Maybe.
Ladies won't be able to tell when you're being serious or not." So clearly he hasn't told them
about the
latest revelation that he's now gay.
Yeah.
"Do you have any new girlfriends? Whatever happened with the green-haired one?" Now that's going back 100 years.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
When
he was dating Polaris, that's like...
Champions. That's like,
yeah.
Oh, that's a long time ago.
Wasn't it Champions, I think? It feels like Champions.
I don't know.
I feel like it was.
It was definitely during the really shitty X-Men costume period. So.
Yep.
And Bobby says, "Well, things are complicated as usual. So much so that..." But before he can tell his parents anything... there's an explosion out in the hallway, and they say, "You don't have to make every fight your own fight." And he knows, "You know I do, Dad." So out he goes into the hallway, and there's a poor little mutant girl being chased by a...
This issue really bothered me because of that. But anyway, go ahead.
What are they called? Not a profiler.
Purifier.
Yeah. He's a purifier.
There we go. I was getting there.
There he is. They tell us eventually.
Yeah.
So there's this purifier dude who is totally anti-mutant with big guns on his arms shooting at this poor little girl.
Yeah, well, they showed up in Generation X too, didn't they?
Yes.
I think they did. Yeah. So Bobby kind of hulks out. He goes all Iceman-y, but his body is like super big, and he's got like ice spikes all over. He's like, he doesn't even need a costume if he's got all this ice stuff. He can just go,
yeah,
like major ice. Anyway, so that's what he does. He goes all icy. He makes a couple of ice shields. He dukes it out with the purifier, who is excited that there are two mutants, because now he gets to have two deaths on his dance card.
You see, Zan from the Super Friends actually could have been cool if he'd gone this route.
Well, yeah, see? I was always hoping for that, you know, Dark Knight type rebirth of those characters. I think that would have been
Of water spout. No. Form of Ice Hulk. Come on.
Yeah, something better.
Right. Give them time. They'll come back. So he tells a little Teen Mutant girl to get in with the crowd, run whichever way the crowd is going, and get off the floor. And while she's doing that, he takes on the Purifier, and the Purifier is like, this suit was built to withstand your parlor tricks, Ice Boy. And Bobby is having none of that. Ice Boy, you don't even know who I am? And while they're they're fighting, and Bobby's like turning into an ice pick and slashing them, and they're having form a good old battle.
Bucket.
That's right, form of Bucket.
I remember that one.
Yes. Anyway, so Bobby dukes it out with them, and then runs off into a room, hides for a little bit, covers the room in ice. Protects the people inside, the doctors. And then the Purifier comes back, breaks through the ice shield. The game is over. And Bobby's in another room, and he's saying, I'm in here, Terminator. Before our final standoff, let the civilians go. There are two doctors, lifesavers in here, please. They didn't do anything. And the Purifier is like, he's not having any of it. Beg all you want. Nothing will change the judgment that awaits those we need to cleanse from the earth. So he kicks through the door and starts shooting away at the ice shield, which is all just an elaborate misdirection, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because after he shoots through the ice shield, Bobby's kind of behind him, I guess, and just knocks him out with a snowball and then puts him in an ice cube and finishes off with, I'm the frickin' Iceman, bozo. Learn your X-Men. And then the Purifier is totally subdued and taken away by whoever takes away these guys. So we finish off with a little scene between Bobby and the new girl. Mm-hmm. And she is like thrilled to pieces that she got to meet an X-Man. She's like, is that what it's like being an X-Man? Mad endorphins and arse kicking all the time? And he's like, well, there's also lots of training and bad, sad fights. It feels like decades of the latter, to be honest. Whatever, you're still so cool. This is so bomb. A real-life X-Man saved my life. My mom's going to go mental. Makes having my Mom cruddy power arse. Almost worth it. I know, she must be British.
Yeah. Oh my god, he's this girl is writing like Chris Claremont used to write British people.
Yes, she's from the Claremont district in London.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, she says she has this cruddy power, and Bobby's like, well, let me be the judge of that. And he's like, please don't have bone growing power. So instead, she spits in her hand and turns the spit into something solid. And that's what her mutant power is, my spit. That's what it does. It gets solid. I can do tricks and stuff, but it's kind of pointless. And he says, hey, Michaela, that's your name, right? Don't be so hard on yourself. When I first got my powers, all I could do was throw slushies at people. You never know how far your powers can take you if you believe in yourself, okay? Right, so she could be, I don't even want to guess what her spit could do to people. Blah.
Oh, she could cover them in crap. I don't know.
Yeah.
Cocoon them up.
Yeah, see, this is why I'm not writing the X-Men, because I would not know what to do with Spit Girl, other than give her, like, that name, Spit Girl. Anyway, Bobby
Her name could be Loogie.
Spittoon. Loogie,
that's right. Spittoon, there you go. Yeah. There's the two, the... Anyway, he comes back into his parents, and he says, well, the Iceman
they cometh. Got a gold ball, so why not?
Yeah, I know. And the Iceman slayeth. And she's like, did you kill anyone? And he says, what? No, I didn't kill anyone, Mom. I'm the hero, remember? Well, things happen whenever you become a mutant. He's like, I'm always a mutant. They're going to figure out he was here for us, Maddie. And so she tells Bobby, honey, do you think you could possibly maybe leave? Your father shouldn't be dealing with any additional stress, and there are more news vans piling up.
Wow.
So Bobby's like, yeah, I'll go. And as he leaves, Mom says, we love you. And he's like, yeah, same. Hey, maybe I can come see you in this new house you've told me so much about. And as he's leaving, his dad says, yeah, don't hold your breath on that one, Maddie. So wow. He's heading out. I know they're a peach.
They're
a pair of peaches. And so while he's leaving, he's kind of talking to himself. What's that, Mom? Yes, I did save the world a bunch this summer, but it's always worth it knowing you and Dad are safe in Long Island, rooting for your boy. And, oh, Dad, seriously, that would be awesome if I could bring my new boyfriend to Thanksgiving. Cross your eyes, nose, and toes. We're not stuck in a hell dimension or fighting Mr. Sinister. You two are the most awesome and understanding parents a boy could conjure up on a Friday night walking alone in Manhattan without plans. And he pulls out his little phone again, and it says, describe yourself in 500 words or less. And he kind of looks at it, and he says, you know what? And I guess he describes himself with just a little shrugging person emoji.
Yeah.
He's going to get lots of dates that way, I just got to say.
Probably will.
As long as he's got a good picture put up. Put up a good picture,
yep.
And the shrugging emoji will be just fine. Yes. Anyway, that's where it ends. To be continued. Boom, boom, boom.
I don't know. I kind of liked it a little better the second time around, but I don't know. I don't see myself reading that.
Yeah, I didn't mind it. I didn't mind it at all. It's kind of part personal life, part adventure stuff.
I forgot to read Old Man Logan. I think
my problem with this issue is it didn't really. I mean, there almost doesn't need to be a second issue. There was nothing set up to say, "Hey, you got to pick up the next issue to find out what happens with this." There was no.
That's true. It was kind of like a short story, right? Yeah. It was just here's our character. It's a story that would have fit well in like when they did the quarterlies, right? And they would have like.
Yeah.
Just a whole bunch of short stories kind of popped in there.
DC Secret Files or something.
Yeah, you don't really get a sense of where the book is going, unless it's going to be a book about Bobby and his dating life, in which case we got a sense of where that's going to go. But
and it says to be continued at the end of it. It's like, what
Why?
Part of it is to be continued?
I'm sorry, why again?
So I mean next issue is almost a done in one too. We get the at least by the cover. I haven't read it yet. I have it in my inventory, but it's
I need to look at mine.
I don't know. All right, anyhow, that's my biggest problem with this issue. And then my second biggest problem is they really tried hard on the jokes.
Some of them didn't really fly.
Didn't all
so next issue it looks like he gets to hang out with Kitty Pryde,
who he also dated for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She got around.
Well,
she did. Once she, but she was pretty loyal. Like, I mean, she was with what's his name, Rocky Colossus, for like 100 years before she started bouncing around.
Well, yeah, and he tried to get that back up again too.
Yeah, she's moved on.
Yep. Well,
I just read recently the reason why that they broke up was Jim Shooter was never comfortable with the two of them dating, so he did that whole thing in Secret Wars where he fell in love with that nurse and then broke it off with her.
I remember that.
Was that because she was young and he was like?
Yes.
Yes.
Huh.
Very much younger.
Huh.
Which is ironic because Jim Shooter was writing all those teenagers dating in Legion of Superheroes.
But I guess they were like teenagers dating teenagers as opposed to Kitty, who was like a 13, 14, 15-year-old dating a 18, 19, 20-year-old, which...
Yep. I'm sure you're right.
In real life, yes, I would not be pleased if my kid was going out with a university-aged... Steel Man, but in the comics, you look the other way. Because really, what's the big deal?
Oh, Lord.
All right, so I picked up issue two. I'll read issue two, but I probably will not. This is not going to be on my high end of my list of to-dos.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Alrighty. Yeah, it was fine.
X-Men Blue and Gold are still really good.
Okie dokie.
I liked.
Anyhow, all right.
Anyway.
Thank you, Marie, for synopsizing that for us.
Yes, thank you.
No problem. Pod problem.
All right, let's close her out.
All right.
Let's see here. Yes. As always, you can send an email at podcast@talesfromthealmbox.com and let us know what you think there. We shall come back with more Resurrection stuff soon. I think Old Man Logan's the last one. We never did All New Wolverine, though.
Nope. Okay, fine.
We don't have to, because it's like right in the middle of a story.
Didn't we do some Wolverine one? I feel like we did something with the slashing and the...
Weapon X. We did too. It was Weapon X.
Okay.
Yeah, that was all gotcha. Slashy. Slashy pokey. okay. And you sound so enthused about it, too.
Well, I feel like one Wolverine is probably...
Hey, that's fine. We can skip...
Plenty.
We can skip All New Wolverine because... They said it would be like a new story. That's how they've built Old Man Logan. The new storyline starts here. Well, they said that about All New Wolverine, and it was like the third part of a four-part story. And I was like, what the hell's going on? So, anyway, we'll be back with, at the very least, Astonishing X-Men when it comes out. I'm actually looking forward to that. Because that's like my, you know, team from my ute. And, an all-star team of mutants. Anyway, that's about it for this week. And I believe that is it. Anybody got anything else? We good?
Enjoy your weekend.
All right. I will.
All righty.
And we're out of here.
We're out of here. All right. Hey, guys. We out. Okay. Good.
All right. Feel better, Murray.
Yes.
I will. Catch y'all later.
All right. Catch you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.